Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, this is Lisa Berry, and you're listening to Today's Inspiration, and I'm very grateful that you are here. How you doing? Are you checking in because you need some to be uplifted and you want to hear some perspective? Are you checking in because you're feeling good and you want to keep the feeling going? Well, that's what I'm here for, to share some love and share some laughter and share some perspective and insight in how you can live a happy, balanced life, because why would you want to live anything else? I try to make every moment a special moment, and hopefully that doesn't sound like pressure, but why shouldn't every moment be a special moment? You know, you were only here for a while. We're all walking the planet together on this journey of life and its ups and downs. And if your cells are all behaving, because really that's just what a lot of some disease is. I mean, you got to take care of yourself. Good health is probably the biggest blessing of all. And if you've gone through some challenges, then you certainly know that. If you've gone through that with loved ones, which I have, you certainly know that. So I don't take one moment or one day or anybody or anything for granted, and neither should you. And again, I know I'm not here to tell you what to do or how to think or how to feel. I'm just here to share some inspiration and some love. Can you feel it through your radio or through your telephone or through your iPad or however you're listening? Because that's just one of the many, many benefits of radio and communication and the internet today, that we can all reach out and we can connect with one another. And hopefully you can, I literally breathe in love and peace and harmony and try to breathe that out into the microphone so you can feel it. Because we all need a little bit of that, or a lot of that. We all want to be valued. We all want to enjoy the journey. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay. You should. In fact, I have with these little meditations, mini meditations I called Lisa's Love Notes. And I've got one coming up today about loving yourself. I think about that when we're raised as children. Do your parents tell you to love yourself? Do your parents tell you that you're okay? Do you get the encouragement that you need? If you didn't, I pretty much didn't. But that's what I am here to share with you now, to uplift you and encourage you and love you and share what I have learned about life with you in hopes that it will help you live a better light. A life. I am the light of love. I love to pull my little switch, the old school, those old school light switches where you pull the string and the light bulb goes on. I don't even know, I'm sure they don't make those anymore, but you might have one in the cellar or somewhere, and I kind of pull that little switch and turn on the light of love, and hopefully it'll help you see things more clearly. I'm always inspired by a lot of different people, and they don't come to me. I find them. I seek them out in my world. And, of course, the Dalai Lama was one of my favorites. To create a happier humanity, we have to pay more attention to our inner values, whether we are religious or not. And I have this conversation with a lot of people who do tend to value religion, and it's not my job to judge them. It's not my job to judge anybody, including me and you. Just love each other, myself and you. But, you know, whether you're religious or not, you can still hear what I'm saying, and you can still use the perspective I'm sharing. And if you want to have a happier humanity, then we got to pay more attention to our inner values. We have to pay more attention to how we are treating other people. We have to pay more attention on what really matters and figure that out. Because whatever we focus our attention on will expand in our experience. So if we focus on cultivating the higher qualities of love and compassion and joy and peace, they will expand, not only in our lives, but also into the world beyond. And that's really what we need right now. So many troubling things. I'm coming to you from the United States. I know that people listen all over the world, and there are some very troubling things happening in our world right now. And there's also some very great things happening. And that's what I don't want to focus on the negative. I want to focus on the positive. But you do need to realize whatever you focus your attention on is going to expand into your experience. So I choose to focus on love, and I choose to focus on reaching out and trying to inspire you and uplift you and let you know that there is someone who cares about you. I have an unlimited amount of love. That's what I learned about myself. And that's why I do this show, so I can share that with you. You know, we tend to think of ourselves as separate from each other. And if we go deep enough, we really see that we are not that separate. We're pretty interdependent. We're connected, and all of our intentions go out into the universe, and they affect everyone and everything in ways that we can't even imagine. So we must think of each other and try to be the change in the world and the presence of love and the presence of compassion in our lives. And it was Mahatma Gandhi who said, we need to become the change we wish to see in the world. You know, and I'm a human being. I walk the planet. I say, if you ever saw me at the grocery store, you would not think I'm that out there lady on the internet radio show who's saying love and peace, baby, and, you know, just let's all hug each other. Well, but why not? You know, who hasn't heard the words of Mahatma Gandhi? We need to become the change we wish to see in the world. But have you connected with it? Have you taken the time out of your busy, busy life? And I know we're all busy, and I know we're all being pulled in so many different directions. But you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to humanity to get in touch with your feelings and who you are. And hopefully you want to be a positive force in the world. That's certainly what I want to do. I don't want to add to the negativity. I don't want to live my life in angst and anger. And why would you? I feel like I'm having a debate with the universe right now, trying to arm wrestle you onto my side. Because, again, I can't tell you what to think or what to see or how to feel. We all are here right now based on the many, many experiences we've been through that have created us into who we are at this moment. I have chosen to take my many, many challenges and heartbreaks and headaches and troubles and use them as personal growth. And I want to share that with you, that you can do the same thing. Believe me, I get it. Life happens. Life happens. And life, lots of other words for life. Stuff happens. And it's not always great. But you can, you know, and you do have to process it. I have a friend who's going through a big life change right now, and she just kind of wanted to plow right through it, and then suddenly she had a little mini emotional breakdown, and that's okay. You do have to process it. If you don't process it, it gets buried deep inside, and who knows how it's going to manifest, and who knows how it's going to come out. So if you're sad, give yourself some time to feel sad, but don't stay there. And if you're grieving, it's a process, believe me. I lost a sister at, she was 51. Both my parents are gone. I have seen people come and go and coworkers, and then when they're gone, everyone's devastated and it's so sad. And yes, it is. But I'm thinking, where were you when they were alive? I drive every day past a cemetery. In fact, it's two cemeteries on each side of the street. And it's such a great reminder to me that not to get so caught up in the everyday stuff and not to take things too seriously, because one day I'll be in somewhere, somehow. I don't know. I haven't decided that yet, but not to be a Debbie Downer, but we're all having the same ending, you know, and death is life's reminder to make the most of each moment. So I really feel every day I get a little bit higher and above the drama and off the ground, because I don't want to get caught up in that. And it, believe me, it takes work. I'm out there in the world, and I know what people are like, and I know things happen and stresses happen, and you get worked up, and then you just stop and make a decision. You have a choice. You have a choice in that moment to get upset or to get mad or to cry or to retaliate. You have a choice, just like you do in all of your life. You have a choice in how you think and how you feel. It might take a minute, but it might take some effort. But you do have a choice. It is your choice. You're not a robot. Unless you're a robot, unless the robots are listening now to today's inspiration, welcome. I say welcome, robots. You're a human being, and you have emotions, and you have experiences, and you are here now based on everything you've been through. I know I am, and I am not choosing to be bitter, and I'm not choosing to be sad, and I'm not choosing to be angry or to retaliate. I'm just choosing to breathe. And I'm just choosing to, like, people say, do you want to be right or you want to be happy? Now, that's a tough one. Because sometimes you're with somebody and, you know you're right and they're arguing with you. And then you have to stop and think, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And just let it go. Let it go. What difference does it make? Is it going to matter in an hour? Is it going to matter in a week? And if you have to be right, why do you need to be right? Love yourself and know inside that you are okay no matter what anyone else says. I think that's the ultimate goal, to be okay no matter what. That's how I feel. To be okay no matter all the challenges that life brings you, and sometimes people are not their kindest selves, and you're still okay because you know yourself and you love yourself and you are your own best friend. And you have thought about life and you know what's important. And do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And again, I know that I have been in that situation and I think, well, right, it would be nice to be right a couple of times. But then really, really does it matter? What really matters? Sometimes I think you can get so caught up in like letting everything go that it's like, okay, well, what does matter? If I let everything go, what does matter? Love matters. Kindness matters. Compassion matters. Thinking about others matters. Life, I'm not here. I'm not walking this planet to fulfill my needs. And I have my needs. I've thought about them. And one of them is to connect with people. That's why I do the show. And I'm hoping it's inspiring you. I hope it gives you something to think about and makes a difference in your life, because that is the goal of the show. It's not because I like to sit here and, you know, I'm grateful for Penny Golden and everyone at Body Mind Spirit Radio to give me this opportunity. I get to do this show. I don't have to do this show. I get to do this show. Just like I say, when your kids are little, oh, I got a band concert and I have a soccer game and you get to go to their band concert. You get to go to their soccer game, because just like life, there is a time clock ticking on that as well. And why not invest in your kids? They are our future. I come to you from the Detroit area, Detroit, Michigan, and man, there's been some nasty stuff in the news lately. And I just feel like the problems, the city and the problems of humanity can be solved starting at the beginning. Have a baby and love that child and nurture that child. And it's like, you know, growing a garden. And yeah, it takes time. Yeah, it takes self-sacrifice. And yeah, it's not all about you. Life really shouldn't be, I don't think. Of course, you got to take care of your health and yourself and your heart. And that's why you're listening to this show, because you want to feel good. And that's okay. You should feel good. And I'm going to play my Lisa's love note in a minute about loving yourself. I find it very relaxing, very inspiring, and hopefully you will too. But, you know, kids, it starts at home. It all starts at home. And I did not have the most nurturing parents in the world. And I don't think I was ever really angry about it, but I was born with a loving nature. That's who I've always been. And I just want to make people happy. I want to distract people, and I want to inspire people, and I want you to know that it's all going to be okay. In fact, I think we should play this now, because it's just kind of going along with what I'm talking right now. So settle in and take a deep breath, and I'm going to take a little mini meditation here and listen to Lisa's love notes about loving yourself. Lisa's love notes. Love yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to know who you are and what makes you happy. So no matter what is going on around you, you still feel good. You still feel love, calm, and happy. You need to love yourself like nobody else will. Then you know you have someone to count on, to lean on. Self-love, not ego, me first love. Have an inner strength and an inner knowing that no matter what is going on around you, that you love you, and no one can take that love, that strength, that feeling of well-being away from you. That you know you, that you love yourself, and no matter what, you're going to be okay. Just breathe. Inhale. Exhale slowly. And tell yourself you're okay. You're love. You give love. You see love, and you feel love. And you love yourself so you can share that love with others. You love you. And that's a love deep down inside that is always there and that you can share. Love yourself. And that's Elisa's love note, a little bit of a mini meditation, I call it, a way to relax and get into your brain and get into your subconscious and and just think about what's really important. And we shouldn't be embarrassed to say that love is the most important thing in the world, and loving yourself is the most important thing in the world, and sharing that love with others. And that's what I'm here for. That's what today's inspiration is all about. And if that touched you and you'd like to talk about it and share some more with me, you can always email me at lisaloveberry, I spell it B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I speak to groups and organizations. I speak in the business world because that is so exciting to see how positive psychology is being used in the workplace more and more, because people are realizing that happier your workers are, the more productive they are. It's not like you're the boss and you do what I say and you clock out on the time clock. Well, how productive are they going to be? How happy are they going to be? How positive is their output going to be if they don't feel valued? Everyone just wants to feel valued. The best gift you can give anyone is the gift of attention and time and to listen. I've had several conversations lately, and you know the other person is just not listening, and it's funny. It's okay. We're all busy. We're all multitasking. But if you want to give a gift to someone, if you want to make someone happy, just listen. And then don't wait. Don't think in your head, what am I going to say next? Listen and then respond. Give them some time to share what's on their mind, because that's really all anybody wants, is to feel valued and have attention paid to them. A little appreciation, a little affection and attention goes a long way. If you have a child, I always say, I see kids all the time out in public and they're screaming, and then their parents are ignoring them, and I look at them and they stop. And it's like, oh, were you really not screaming? You just wanted someone to acknowledge you? That's okay. I'm acknowledging you. And then they stop. And everyone just wants to be acknowledged. They want to be valued. They want to know that they make a difference in the world. I think that's the most important thing to everyone. And I'm here to say, you mean something to me, even though we may not have met, even though we may not have connected via email, lisaloveberry@gmail.com. We have a connection because you're listening, and I am leaning into this microphone, and I'm opening up my heart and my soul and my mind and sharing everything that I've learned in hopes that it inspires you. The show is called Today's Inspiration. I put the today in there because it's something I would like to do every day. Instead of waking up and watching the horrible news or going to sleep at night and seeing what tragedy happened, let's be inspired. Let's start our days with Lisa's love notes and love yourself. And let's go to sleep at night and counting our blessings and what were we grateful for today. Gratitude can change your brain. It's now being scientifically proven. So spend your days not watching the news and getting mad and retaliating, but spend your days thinking, what's good about me? What makes me happy? And what can I do for other people? I always say, what's good about me? Not a me, ego first me, but what gifts am I here to share with the world? And I say that to people sometimes, and they think they look at me kind of crazy, because we all have different gifts. And we all are wired differently, and we are genetically different. And something that's easy for someone is not so easy for someone else. And I always say, they say, well, just do this. I say, that's your gift. That's easy for you. That's not my gift. So it's going to take me a little longer to do what you just said, because that's not my now. If you need a hug, if you need somebody to make you laugh, if you need someone to tell you love is important, and here, that's what I'm here for. And I don't know if that's valued. I say people are embarrassed to talk about love. People are uncomfortable talking about love, and love's the most important thing. We shouldn't be. But then, you know, as I said, the Mahatma Gandhi, who has not heard of Mahatma Gandhi yet, who has really hooked their wagon onto what he has taught us, who has really embraced that. I mean, I've been hearing these thoughts, and you can go to the store, and you can see them on a coffee cup and a plaque or a T-shirt or whatever, and you can get love on everything. You can get love on flip-flops. You can get love on a necklace, on a T-shirt, and a hat, on a wall poster, you can get a coffee cup. The word love is out there. It's marketed. We're marketing love, which is fine. But are you feeling love? That's the big difference. You can wear a T-shirt that says love all day long, but if you don't really connect with it, if you don't really value it, if you don't really think about what that means, it may not be having the impact on your life that you would hope. And I mean, I guess it's better than wearing a T-shirt that says hate, because I've seen some not so nice T-shirts out there. And if that's the inner you want to show the world, go for it. I have a shirt that says Vote for Love. I bought it a long time ago, and I wear it, and I always get reactions. And recently here in the United States, our Supreme Court ruled in favor of same-sex marriages. And just the other day, I had this shirt on. Someone said, oh, is that for the marriage equality? I thought, nope, I've had this for a long time. But, yeah, vote for love. If you're going to vote, vote for love. And but connect with it. And that just takes time. It doesn't have to be all day long. You don't have to spend all day meditating and thinking about things. It just takes a few minutes every day. The meditation teachers would have you wake up and spend a half an hour and meditate. I don't know if we all have a half an hour, but certainly it's good to envision. And we're hearing a lot more about envisioning now. And that's it's kind of like daydreaming, but it's like when you wake up in the morning, see what you want to accomplish that day. Spend a few minutes just in your own head and in your own mind, in your heart, and think, what do I want to happen today? And how do I want to be? And what do I want it to look like? And it's almost like you're putting out a plan there in the universe. And then things don't always go our way. I know that, believe me. But at least think about it a little bit and put it out there. So one of the, every week I find out there are a lot of inspiring, successful people out there. And one of them is Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. He was a personal development legend, they're saying. He passed away in 2009. But he has some great messages, and I thought I would share some of those with you. And one of them is, don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom. And that's kind of what I like to share here. I like to share my wisdom with you. And, you know, sometimes we all wish it would be easier. I know I certainly do. But as I said, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't know the things I know right now if I hadn't gone through the challenges I've gone through. And I'm choosing to use them for my own personal betterment. And I'm choosing to use them to share with you and hopefully inspire you to live a better life. The challenge of leadership is to be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not a bully. Be thoughtful, but not lazy. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. Have humor, but without folly. Some more wise wisdom. That's great. If you want to be a leader, be strong, but not rude, because there are some brusque, rude, not-so-deep-thinking leaders out there. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not a bully. Be thoughtful, but not lazy. I like this one. Be humble. I think I love being humble. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. And have humor, but without folly. Another one of Jim Rohn's inspirations is, we must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. That's an interesting one. Days are expensive. When you spend a day, you have one less day to spend, so make sure you spend each one wisely. That is pretty much my bottom line, what I talk about. I don't know, I've never said days are expensive. When you spend a day, I guess if you're talking about expenses and spending, you have one less day to spend, and I can't say that enough. And I don't say it to be depressed. I just say, you know, we only have a limited number of days, and none of us knows when that's going to be up. That kind of makes it fun. So I don't want to waste a day. I don't want to waste a day in angst and anger. I want to waste a day connecting with you, sharing some love, hopefully changing your perspective so you can feel more balanced and happy. I don't want to waste a day. When you spend a day, you have one less day to spend. If you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. That really resonates with me. I don't like the ordinary. And I know some people think, well, what's wrong? I don't want to be ordinary. I mean, who's ordinary? I mean, we're all specially created gifts. We are all special. There's nothing ordinary about any of us. But I feel like by engaging in this kind of thought, in working on yourself and being aware of what life is really all about, you're better balanced. And you're not ordinary. I don't want to be ordinary. I was talking to a marketing guy recently, and I actually started to go into marketing in college until I realized they define you by your zip code, and they define you by your age and where you live and how you grew up. And I thought, I don't want to be defined. I didn't like that. I didn't like to think that I could be put in a box like that and people could know about me based on where I live and what I eat and where I shop. But I guess if you're a marketer and that's your profession, then I guess you can do that. Still doesn't make me ordinary. I like to put myself out there with unusual, different, creative, smart, fun-loving people like you. We get it, right? Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. Some people don't have any motivation. Some people don't have any desire to do anything. They just kind of walk through the day, and as long as they're under the radar and everything's okay. But some people have so much motivation. It's inspiring to see how ambitious they are. It's inspiring to see what they can accomplish. And habit is what keeps you going. So if you have something you're motivated about, don't give up. I love the quote people say, well, the person who didn't succeed could have been just one try away from succeeding. So, you know, if you have something you feel strongly about in your heart, if you have something you want to accomplish, keep at it. Don't give up. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. I don't know how simple it is, but Jim Rohn thinks it is. Here's another one. Don't join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations and the demands to perform are high. Now, some of us might interpret that as pressure because I'm a pleaser, and if I know the expectations and the demands are high, then I'm going to put pressure on myself to succeed and meet those demands and be a pleaser and hope everybody's happy because I just want everyone to be happy. And ironically, that's number 10 on Jim Rohn's list. Learn how to be happy with what you have while you pursue all that you want. Really and truly, and this is kind of a mind blower. Happiness is a choice. It's how you choose to look at things. You can be happy right this very second. You don't have to buy anything to get happy. You don't have to be with anybody to be happy. You can be happy sitting on the toilet. You don't have to travel to some exotic place, although it's nice. I just saw the movie Inside Out by Pixar, and it's about emotions and feelings. And I thought it was going to be, I enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be a little more of a message than it came out, but I think they're trying to appeal to kids, so they didn't want to go too deep. But they did talk about being sad and how you have to process sadness sometimes, but, you know, your long-term memories and what brings you happiness. And of course, you know, I don't think this is a spoiler alert. There's hopefully a happy ending, but it is about choosing your emotions. And I guess what had started this was they had a little short before it. Some people thought that was actually part of the movie about lava. And it was this beautiful scene. It looked like Hawaii or somewhere like that. And there's a cute little song. I just want, and it's a volcano, and he's singing, I just want someone to lava. I loved it. I liked that more than the movie, actually. I thought that was just a great, great thing. And you can actually find that on YouTube, Lava from Pixar. It's the little short they show before Inside Out, which talks about your emotions and who leads you and what leads you and what feelings are you focusing on. As I say, I always want to be happy, and I think it's a choice, and the best thing that we can strive for is to be okay no matter what. And sometimes you have to process it. Sometimes there's a moment. Sometimes, you know, you got to grieve or go through something, but be happy no matter what. And I'm working on that feeling of balance that, you know, why is there so much joy in food? Why does chocolate, cookies? I guess there is actually some sort of a chemical reaction that has been proven. But I'm trying to find a place of joy and happiness and satisfaction that I can get without eating a cookie or a piece of chocolate or counting anybody else to be there for me. I mean, I'm here for you. I try to be there for everybody. Who can you really count on? You know, and then if there are people in your life who things are not going so great, then you need to avoid being around them because you want to be feeling good and you want to feel uplifted. And that is why I do this show, to uplift you and to let you know it's okay and that we can all do what we can to make life as good as it can be and feel balanced and feel relaxed and feel appreciated and valued. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate you listening. If you've made it this far, we're almost done. It means a lot to me, and hopefully it means something to you. And again, email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I can come speak to your group. You can fly me across the world and we'll connect and we'll all be better for it. And I value you for taking the time to listen to today's inspiration. And I would love to hear what you think, good or bad. We can have a respectful debate. But again, I am appreciated and I'm hoping you feel good and I hope you feel loved and I hope you feel valued. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thanks so much.